Hi, John.
Hey, Drew.
I wanted to tell you a joke.
I love jokes. Tell me a joke.
This is one of the best jokes I know.
Okay.
All right. So, this guy, he... I said, wrecked him, damn near killed him.
I'm Drew.
And I'm John.
And you're listening to The Hourchive,
our ever-growing library of everything, 1 hour at a time. Oh, man. Whew, that was a good one.
Thank you.
If you notice anything missing from that introduction...
Yeah.
That may be a clue to what this
topic, can we call it a topic?
I guess it's a topic. Well, it's a series of topics.
Yeah.
It's a special feature, if you will.
This is a special feature. Oh, we should call this an Hourchive special feature.
It is, yeah. These are our deleted scenes.
I mean, other than an episode number, right?
Yeah.
So instead of episode number whatever,
right,
this will be Hourchive special feature.
Well, if we do that, though, then we're one shy of enough episodes to do an addendum. I mean, I guess we can just call addendums episodes, you know,
well, we
through 89.
Well, addendums the special features anyway.
That's true. This is sort of
off the
grid.
We'll just do another one.
Okay.
Before we addendums.
So we'll addendum the whole awesome spooky month later?
Oh, right.
You know, because of the way the episodes are falling.
I said, right.
Right. Oh, right, man. No, that's fine. I mean, we can just do an addendum. We can do 80 or
man, that's me.
70,
huge addendums.
76.
Didn't we do
through.
This last year, though?
Last year, we skipped the regular rotation, and we went forward and did an addendums after Awesome Spooky Month. We'll do it again. Okay.
We'll do it again.
All right, and so we're not counting this as an episode.
No, this is a special feature, and you're hearing us. See, this is how we plan the show. You heard it live.
Right? Ordinarily, we would cut that part out.
But the whole point of this special feature is that you're going to hear the best cut bits of the Hourchive.
Yeah. Cutting room floor stuff.
Now, to be honest, we're not digging deep into the Hourchive, right? Because
these are recent bits.
These are fairly recent bits. We realized not too long ago that a time could come where scheduling conflicts made it so that we couldn't record something in time.
Right.
And so we started identifying portions that you edited out of the show.
Right.
For length, usually, right? Yeah. That we still liked.
Not because they weren't like legitimately up to par with
our usual
quality of intercourse.
Right.
But,
but because we. It's too long.
Yeah.
It's an hour-long show.
It's an Hourchive. It's not an hour and 40-minute Chive.
Usually.
Yeah.
Unless we split it into two-hour Chive. Remember, the Wire episode is a two-hour Chive.
That's true, but well-deserving.
Yeah.
Screw you, Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Whoa.
I'm going to dig that.
Oh, don't cut that out.
Starting it.
We can't cut anything out.
This is going to be a fiery episode.
Yeah, because we can't.
I don't even know what we talked about in those cuts.
I'm going to move my microphone closer and hopefully this won't mess anything up because I want to look at the list.
Yeah, okay. So what you're going to hear, this is starting back. The first episode that we're going to goes back to.
This is a dumb one.
Part-time jobs. Our second episode.
I love that this is a thing.
That's the first one. Yeah, right. From part-time jobs. We're going to.
Should we set it up? Up at all? I guess we were talking about.
We were talking about the mall.
The mall. Your job. You had one job at the mall, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And somehow we got on to this topic.
I don't even remember.
Let's not even preface it beyond.
Here you
that.
Go. Here it is.
Have a listen.
All right, we're moving on. Fresh topics.
Cut all this out.
Gone. Snip.
Fresh topics. That was right next door to Hot Topic. And that was like a. It was like a food court shop, you know, and it had alternative themed meals, you know, so it seemed kind of underground. But generally,
it was basically just your average stuff.
they had like, you know, the most popular Ramones albums to eat. Do you see what I'm saying?
No.
They had food items that were supposedly like underground.
Sure.
But really everyone knew about them.
Yeah.
But it was like what the mainstream would think is counterculture, right? Okay. But really it's still mainstream, right?
Yeah.
That's Fresh Topics. The food purveyor.
So what you're saying is like sushi would be there, and they would treat it as though it's
the hard
prepare yourself
if you're not in the scene, you no clue.
Yeah, and then they would serve it to you with like,
but it would be
forks.
A California roll. It wouldn't even
right.
Like,
yeah,
that's all it would be. They wouldn't have like nigiri or sashimi. I don't know what any sushi is. I'd be.
You
like,
would eat there a lot. Yeah. You would, and you would probably sing its praises. You would go to school.
You don't go to Fresh Topics.
You're at Fritz's Frozen Custard.
Mainstream.
And you get like a little break in the action, and you're kind of like, hey, you guys want to go? I don't know if you can handle it.
Yeah.
But there's a place at the mall.
Not a
that
lot
serves
of people
underground
know about
food.
It. Yeah.
They sell sushi.
It's called a California roll. It's from California.
It's underground here, but
yeah.
Man, it's a thing there. It's huge there. California, they love California rolls.
They do. This is what's happening on the West Coast. We gotta get with it.
So this is maybe the most substantial.
What was that laugh you just did?
What laugh?
After listening, because we just listened to that, you're like, ha ha,
So this is going to be the most substantial
Is this the longest one?
Yeah, I think so.
And
this
the most
was
depressing?
From, it did kind of end on a down note, as I recall. From the barbecues episode where you attempt to work through my psychosis about of barbecues and really any kind of social interaction.
Yeah.
Which has become the theme for like the second half of the archive.
Yeah,
so
hasn't
far.
It?
I mean, it really has
for
hasn't
both
it?
Of us. I think.
We keep coming back to our awkward social interactions.
Yeah.
And our concerns about those. But this one, you attempted to address my problems by walking me through a virtual barbecue scenario.
You're getting a sense of your anxieties, right?
Right, yeah. Basically analyzing it turn by turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is almost like a role-playing game at a barbecue
wherein
you are me. I mean, the listener is me.
Yeah, you, the listener, will be in John's mind.
But you don't have any control over me.
No.
I'm in control of me. I'm just going to react to the scenario. And Drew is the dungeon master.
Yeah.
And the dungeon, in this case, master. Being a barbecue, which I think is apropos in from my frame of reference.
Yeah. An open air dungeon.
Yeah. It's a pit.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just listen. Shall we listen?
Yes.
So you go to a barbecue, and what's your first, like, you walk in, what's your first concern?
The place. Where is it? What is this place?
It could, well, let's just say it could be anything.
Okay.
You'll not walk in, you walk out. You walk into the barbecue. It could be at a park, could be in someone's backyard, but it's outside. What's your first kind of like
So I'm there. I'm in the
environment
of the barbecue.
You've arrived. Hey, John.
Hey. What do I do with the stuff?
Monologue.
All right. Here I am. What do I do with this stuff?
That's what you're asking yourself.
Yeah, I've got this tub of crap from Dibbers.
Hey, let's put that over on the
Where
table.
Where do I put this? Okay. Oh, hey, all right. I put it over there, and I'm looking over the food, I'm looking at, well, okay, there's that dessert tray. That looks good.
Yeah.
Should I eat some chips? No, I don't want stuff on my fingers.
All right, I'm going to pause you right there.
Okay.
All right, here's your first problem. Don't linger at that table. If you already know that you're not going to get anything off that table right away, get away from it.
Okay. It's already causing you distress, right?
All
right. You're sitting there, you're like, oh God, what do I do? Do I have some food? Do I do this? No.
Yeah, just step away. Get away from the table.
Put your thing down, get away from it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I think the reason that I gravitate towards it, why I want to hover there, is because it's
you
like
can look at
it's
it.
A place. It's like a you know, a planet. And I don't want to be out in the cosmos.
Okay,
I want to find a planet to land on.
Yeah.
So,
but
okay,
this planet
but don't
is
linger
stressing
there.
You out. So let's, right. let's
so
find
I need to
a,
find another planet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's you back away from that table?
All right. So I'm turning around. Yeah. I'm thinking, okay, I'll get something to drink because everybody's drinking something.
There's a cooler.
So that will help me.
Hey, John, grab a drink.
Oh, okay. What do you got?
We got beers. We got sodas.
Oh, okay.
Beers in the red cooler, sodas in the blue cooler.
Okay, so
we got water if you want it too.
I'm gonna go open up the beer cooler.
And Jill made some fresh squeezed lemonade. That's inside.
Probably definitely don't want that. So I'm gonna open up the beer cooler.
Yeah.
And there, I'm gonna
there's
look
various
in there.
Craft beers. There's okay. also Bud Light.
I'm
Bud
excited.
Weiser.
I'm very happy because there's something other than an AB product in
here.
That's great. Yeah. That excites me. So I'm like, whew, I can feel like a cooling going
right.
through me.
So I'm gonna pause you.
Okay.
Right. Here's step one.
Yeah.
Bring your own craft beer.
Good call. Good
right.
call.
So
yeah.
that'll somewhat alleviate the beer problem.
Yeah, and that will get me past the second the impulse problem that comes with
do
the
I drink
discovery.
Someone else's beer?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, okay. Like, what do I do now? There's only six of these.
Yeah.
You know, schmorgeldargles ale.
Yeah. You brought your own schmorgeldargers. Hey, John, is that beer?
Yeah.
Oh, great. You can put it with the other stuff. There's a bottle opener right there next to that cooler.
Cool. All right. Thanks. I'm going to put my beers in there.
Yeah.
Good. Got one.
Yeah.
All right. So this is a little bit warm from being in the car, but that's all right.
Yeah.
I'm just going to drink it really fast.
Pause. Don't drink it fast.
No.
So this, I may be projecting.
Okay.
But for me, a beer in the hand, a drink in the hand in any situation is a great, like,
equalizer.
Gives you something to do.
Yeah. It's a prop. It's a good prop.
So without anything in your hand, you're just standing there.
Mm-hmm.
With a beer, you take a drink every so often.
Mm-hmm.
You look away. So I'm going to recommend you don't drink that super fast.
Well, no, the thing is, I drink it really fast, and then I go back and get a cold one, and then I'm good.
Not cold yet if you drink it fast.
All right. I'm not drinking it fast. So
All right. Play.
Sip my beer.
There you are.
And
okay. John. Hey.
So now I'm looking around and
kitchen. It's
hey.
Me.
Hi.
It's Derek.
Hey, Derek.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going, man?
Good.
I haven't seen you in a while.
Good. Yeah.
All right. What's going on in your head right now?
I'm thinking. Okay. So this is either going to be a question about work or it's going to be a question about. Did I see Iron Man?
Okay, yeah.
And
you still working on Iron Man?
What?
Are you still working on that movie? You do movies, don't you?
Right. Yeah. That's it. Now I'm thinking, I probably need to go inside.
Okay.
So be like, yeah, hey, hang on a second, I'll be back.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm going to go inside and have a breakdown.
What's the breakdown?
I don't know.
Where do you go?
I'm nervous. I'm actually, right now, I'm nervous.
Why?
I'm sort of...
What's making you nervous?
I don't know. Interacting with people.
Is it because of Derek?
Yeah, probably.
We'll rewind it.
All right.
All right, you've taken your first sip of your corking schmoggin.
Yeah.
Right. John, hey.
Hey.
Hey, John.
Hi.
How's it going, man?
Good. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's me, Drew.
How are you doing?
Fine. Why are you asking me that?
I don't know.
That's weird.
It's pretty weird. I'm in a weird place.
Usually you're normal.
Yes. I'm
you look like you're going to have a breakdown.
Talk about something. Talk about something.
Me?
Yeah.
To you?
Yeah.
Where's Deanna?
Oh, I think she went inside.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you bring that Gorgonschmargen?
Yeah, you want some?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, have some.
Did you
have some? Because if you have some, that's less for me to have, and that's probably good.
Did you look at the desserts over there?
Yeah, I kind of glanced at them. Is there anything good?
Yeah, there's some brownies and some ice cream. Oh, they should put that inside.
That's cool. Now, immediate internal thought, yeah. I really don't want to eat any of that stuff.
Ice cream?
Yeah. I don't want to eat it outside.
And, you just said, now hang on.
Yeah.
When you first saw the food table, you were like, desserts.
Yeah, out of desperation. Because it was like, okay, well, there's something that's palatable.
All right.
But now, like, as I'm presented with this as a plausible scenario, yeah. Like, oh, we could eat ice cream. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to eat ice cream standing here or sitting in one of those lawn chairs. I don't want to do that.
Did you see the vegetarian taco salad over there?
No, I didn't. And I'm thinking, crap, that's probably a token meal for either me or people who are meat inclined.
Someone named Carol brought it. She doesn't want anyone else to eat it. She said it's for her only.
Okay, and now I'm breathing a sigh of relief because it's not expected that I eat it.
But she said, you know, if there are any other vegetarians here, they should tuck in.
Now I need to make sure that nobody lets Carol know that I'm a vegetarian.
She also said that, you know, vegetarians shouldn't feel obliged to eat or anything like that.
And I'm thinking, now I'm okay talking to Carol.
Hey, Carol, come here.
So this one,
I like every time you come back, you're like, you've got some,
I'm overwhelmed.
You have some sort of sonic like intro, you know, to get yourself back in.
Oh yeah. Well we're coming back out of the river, out of the Archive River.
Yeah. Every
so
time
I'm like drying off every time.
The way that we have to do this special feature is like when we do the addendums, We pull every box out, right?
Right, right.
From those past episodes. But for these, we are sending them down the river and just sort of grabbing. We have to grab them as they swim by. We have to grab the one piece, right?
Oh, I thought we were actually diving into the river.
Yeah, yeah.
And seeking them out.
We have to jump in, grab it.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the piece we need.
Right. So we're sitting there. We're floating with the box in
the
river.
Yeah, right now.
Grabbing the pieces out, yeah. So this next piece we just pulled out of the blogging episode box, and this was just a little bit where we talked about
one of everyone's favorites, original,
basically
sites.
The origin of a personal website, GeoCities.
Yeah, and you probably had one.
Yeah, you probably did.
So reminisce with us, will you?
Join us. The very first thing I did online wasn't a blog. It was a slasher movie site. It was like a review site.
Yeah.
So I had.
It's sort of a nascent.
Yeah, blog. I mean, in a way, that's a pretty common formula for review sites. You know, people just post them as blogs. But then it was more of like
a magazine,
an index of reviews. Like I didn't have like a feed or anything. Like this is what's new. I had. An
links.
Index of, these are all the slasher movies that begin with the letter A links to their individual reviews. So that I don't, it wasn't quite a blog. I mean, in a way, you could look at it now and be like, well, those categories were just tags, you know, something. But
early on, those, like, what blogs, I think what gave birth to blogs were people who, you know, had the skills to build their own websites, you know, and people are trying to think, okay, how does journalism or writing work in this format, right?
Yeah.
And I think naturally people kind of tended to go towards this already established format. So magazine, articles, reviews, what have you. And so a lot of early websites that, you know, now you might call a blog, were structured a lot like magazines.
Oh yeah.
You know, where you'd have articles and stuff. And so that's how I always viewed I didn't know about the slasher review site.
Yeah, that predates the other stuff probably by a good 3 years. That was GeoCities.
Yes.
That was I knew we were going to get GeoCities in here somehow.
Excellent. Excellent job.
I still remember coming home like...
What a badass.
God, I was probably like 14 or 15, and I remember like being at the grocery store with my mom and reading something in a magazine about GeoCities, and then going home and like getting on Prodigy or something and being like, GeoCities, you know, and going there and starting it up. But
what's amazing is you were able to like get to the real internet.
Yeah, this was probably like 95, 96, 1995 or 96.
Platforms on, you know, like AOL, Prodigy, mm-hmm. whatever. They seemed to block you from like they were.
They
like,
did their best.
Leave.
Yeah, they
Don't
tried
leave
their
here.
Best.
It's safe here. It's safe. We've got everything categorized. We've got everything.
It's very easy to find. Yeah.
Do not go outside of the confines.
It is funny like how it evolved from like those early online services like Prodigy and AOL and yeah. CompuServe and all them. They were sort of they were more graphically based.
Yeah,
you know, they were like you come up to this homepage and there's like buttons that take you to different yeah. channels and stuff. And then like at the onset of the web,
sure.
it became it was very much more like text driven. It was like you would go places and it was just these huge streams of text,
right.
you know? And now we've sort of gone back to the other way where, like, I feel like if people encounter a page that's just all text or predominantly text, yeah. like, it looks primitive.
They get out of there.
Yeah. But at the time, that was, like, the cutting edge, you know? that was the danger zone.
Yeah.
Was, you know, you never knew what was going to be out there.
So you went home and you surfed... You web crawled.
I spidered. whatever
sent
it was called.
Lycos off yeah. fetch.
I asked Jeeves where.
You went to GeoCities.
I went to GeoCities and started that site, but that lasted. That was just sort of an on and off project.
Yeah.
I did it a lot, like over the summer when I had more time. I would spend my days like I would go to the video store. I would rent a new slasher movie. I would write like a 3-paragraph review. And that was my thing.
Would
and,
you reference
I mean, I do
your
believe
book?
It was probably one of the first sites of its kind in that at that time, and it was really, really primitive. And then, of course, I found over the course of the next few months, I would find other sites that were doing what I was doing, but better, you know. And so that sort of like undercut my enthusiasm for it. So it sort of petered out after that.
Did you reference that book? The book that listed movies like
The Video Hound's Guide to Trash Picks and Cult Flicks or whatever.
You'd be like, okay, I need a new review on the site.
I would actually reference. There were two books I would reference. One was called Splatter Movies or Slaughter Movies, something like that, that I had bought at a comic book shop years and years before.
Excellent.
Or there was a book, and I still have it. I think it's still over there on the shelf called. The Creature Features Strikes Back or something. Yeah, the Creature Feature Movie Guide,
okay.
which was like, it had like 5,000 listings of all these, you know, horror movies. So I would consult that. Like, but...
This is a tangent, and you may cut this.
Okay.
But or you can leave it in, I don't care. So my mom, she would get these books that were like movie review books, and it was just big, thick book.
Like the Leonard Maltin guide?
It's not Leonard Maltin, but I think so. Where it was, I think it was like a couple people who, they just reviewed every single movie, you know, and it would be like, this is the 20, like for instance, this year would be the 2013 guide to video movies, like videos, rentals. So it was like, here's if you're looking for a video to rent,
Here's some
ideas.
Yeah. Well, that's what Video Hound was, the company that made that Trash Picks and Cult Flicks. Like, their core publication was this giant manual of movie reviews.
I read this thing, and I get so mad at the things that got 5 stars versus the things that got two or 1 stars. And, like, it was, I don't have any examples, but the worst movies you could think of, and not worse as in so bad it's good, but...
Mm-hmm.
Like Pearl Harbor or something, would have like 4 stars. And I'd be like, ugh. Mm. And I would just look in there, hope, you know, looking for the movies that I liked just to get angry at how they rated them.
Here's an aside to that discussion, but like at the time I lived by those books. Like I remember buying every new edition of the Leonard Maltin Guide and doing kind of the same thing, like going back. So I would save all my ticket stubs, and when a new Leonard Maltin book came out, I would be like, "Oh, I wonder what did he think of The Mask?" You know, or yeah. I'd flip through and find the movies that I had liked from the previous year and look at the review.
You want to wear a mask so you can't see the mask.
Was that Gene Shalit?
Yeah.
But now I look back on that, and like I lived and died by some of those sometimes. Like that, those descriptions, I would, like they could influence my decisions sometimes. And now that's such a horrible thought to me. Like to feel that you could encompass a movie in such a, not only in so many, so few words, but often so dismissively, you know, like I feel like even bad movies can create great reviews, you know, great reviews can be made. Great prose can come from, sure. You know, so I think it's sort of disrespectful to try to do, even for good movies, to do a capsule review.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that at the time.
Well, you were young.
I was young. This one, we're taking this next one to a whole nother level, because this one actually comes out of an addendums episode, but I don't think the conversation had anything to do with any of the topics we addressed
episode. I don't even remember
this. I don't even remember how we got into it.
I don't remember the topic. Or
I guess we'll find out.
What it was. I read your note.
Yeah.
As to what this is. I have no idea what this is.
I guess we'll find out.
Maybe the name that it is an apropos name.
It's...
The note on John's list is neutral zone.
Yeah. Who maintains the neutral zone?
Let's find out.
Let's find out. Now it is.
Yeah.
Our zones.
These are our zones. These are the recording zones. This is the no zone.
Yeah, this is the neutral zone.
We don't go in here.
There's a little like yellow grid over this.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? What did they ever explain what that was from?
Where?
The neutral zone. There was like that barrier.
What are you talking about?
Wasn't there?
In what?
In Star Trek.
There
was like like a yellow lattice work
there?
Or whatever that was.
Was there?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
It was like, don't cross that. That's the
neutral zone.
It was like, it looked like chicken wire. It was like big yellow chicken wire over the universe.
Yeah.
And I always thought like, what? Who puts that up there?
The Federation.
Who maintains the chicken wire around the neutral zone?
The Federation put it up there so that, and it was sort of a benefit thing for everyone.
Because either side could know like, I don't go over there.
They were hoping it would like get goodwill. What? Okay, well...
Keeping with the theme of that last one, wherein these best cuts don't necessarily apply to the topic at hand. This next one we just pulled out of the ice cream box.
Not the ice cream, like... We
not a box of ice cream,
the
but
archive
our box
ice cream.
About ice
box,
cream.
Yeah.
The archive box.
I don't know what the conversation is. I just know what you've labeled it.
Well, I think, a lot of these, what happens is when we meet to talk about this stuff, we'll exchange a few pleasantries before we get down to brass tacks.
Which can sometimes set the tenor.
Yeah, I think it does.
If you or I have seen something particularly funny that day, or we're thinking about something that day,
or we previously discussed something and we're recalling that previous discussion,
and it may have nothing to do with the topic, but we can't help but.
I mean, it's right on the tip of our tongue. Yeah,
so
it's going to come out.
This is probably one of those cases. Do you think?
I think so.
Okay, listen to this.
Come on,
meet your fossils.
Hey everyone, meet your phosphates.
It's sort of like meet your fate, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Meet your phosphate.
I will make it legal. I want
my law. Is that legal?
I would like to do a pun on that where the guy's like, but my lord,
that needs to seem like royalty, I will make it regal.
Mm-hmm. What else could you do? That
pun?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. My lord. It needs to be a character from Lord of the Rings. I will make it Smeagol.
My lord, it is too good. I will make it evil.
That was that's something he would do.
Yeah, he would do that.
My lord, we don't have any dogs. I will make it be.
That's what I was going to do.
My lord, what kind of dog do you want on your custom shirt? I will make it Beagle.
My lord, they are remaking Gremlins? Not without Mrs. Deagle.
Must be some kind of way out of here, say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody up in this world. Hey.
Okay.
Yeah. So you might recall our music festivals episode.
Yeah.
Which ran a little bit long. I mean, we really went into some granular detail about some of those early festivals. And
maybe we'll get back. I don't think they'll. That is in this best cut bit, right?
No, not all of it.
But
just
we might maybe come back to it on addendums.
I think we will. Right. I have some fresh yeah. commentary on
which
music
is coming
festivals.
Soon. Addendums coming. Well,
that's right. Well,
after Awesome Spooky Month.
Yeah, yeah. We like teasers around here.
Yeah, well, who doesn't?
Here's a teaser.
This is not a teaser, though.
No, I mean this right now is a teaser yeah. for what you're about to hear. You don't have to wait quite as long yeah. to hear this as you do addenda.
This is a acapella mm-hmm. Performance.
Yeah,
Let's just leave it at that.
Okay, left.
Can you do this? That noise from Baba O'Reilly. Do why'd you stop?
Sorry. Lost it.
Out here in the fields. Teenage Wasteland.
The Jimi Hendrix Experience. What was that one?
The Watchtower.
Oh, All Along the Watchtower.
Yeah. How's that go? Like I can hear the music, but I can't hear the lyrics.
Dum 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 dum.
Wouldn't it be great if it's like just All Along the Watchtower?
What?
That's not how it goes, but
you did that right as I did the rad guitar part.
Sorry.
You do the bum bum dum 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 dum
dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum
dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum
Boom, 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 dude, the Joker to the guy.
Do the guitar part. Do the awesome guitar part again.
Okay, I don't know. This is the last one.
Yeah, last one for this round.
Is this show an hour long, do you think?
Probably. I think with that barbecue thing.
We won't know until you edit it all together.
Well, yeah, we might throw in... I might have, at this point, thrown in some interludes.
Oh, you got to put in
some relevant interludes. So we might be... I don't know. I don't know where we are.
Hopefully we'll get close.
If not, if we haven't filled an hour, consider this like a little present.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting you out of here.
Your life back.
You know, yeah. It's like when you go to class.
Yeah.
And like it's supposed to last 3 hours and instead it lasts 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Like, well, you can have this 45 minutes to do what you want.
Free open study hall. I'll be here to answer questions if you have any of them.
Yeah.
You know, and like by that point, half the class has already left.
Yeah. But we'll come.
By now, half of you have already left.
Yeah.
But I hope those of you who stayed will enjoy this final best cut from our summer outings episode,
and
where, as you may recall, we made reference to Back to the Future.
We did? Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Did we?
Maybe.
We did?
Mm, presumably.
Did we? Are you sure this isn't Drive-In?
Mm-mm. Maybe it, well, maybe it is. I have down here summer outings, but maybe it was Drive-In. I'll have to go back and check. I know we talked about it, but we talk about Back to the Future a lot.
Yeah, we'll come back after this to say goodbye.
Okay,
and fill time.
wait, no, you messed it up.
He has to go. No. First. First, it's the DeLorean goes back in time, right?
Right.
And then he goes,
Mark, it can't be you. We just sent you back to the future.
That's right, Doc, but I'm back.
I'm back from the future. Great Scott.
What was the music you just
did? The thing.
It doesn't go.
Does it? I don't remember.
I don't know either.
Hi.
Told
you we'd be back.
I told you.
You can't be. We just sent you back to the future.
You can't do it again.
Oh, okay.
So that's, there you go. I think what we should do next is you have all the audio from every episode, don't you?
Yeah, all of these.
So I think what we'll do at some point, since we've now used this backup episode, is we got to go way back.
Ooh.
We got to go back into the deepest parts of the archive and
find
some best cut bits that never...
I think there are some trees that fell into the river.
Are they easy to find?
They're back there. I mean, it's, you know, well, I know where they're at. We just have to...
Yeah.
We might have to, you know...
It's
we might bring a machete or something to cut through all the overgrowth.
Sherpa.
Yeah. In that part of the archive.
It's, dangerous.
Yeah.
Who knows what's back there now?
Who knows? We might uncover stuff that we didn't know we put back there.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, next up is Awesome Spooky Month.
It's coming up.
Get ready.
Here it comes.
It's our favorite month. It'll be
already here. It's right around the corner.
Oh, my God.
It's creeping up on us
we
right
gotta
now.
We got to go put on our disguises.
Oh, good
All
call.
Right. We'll see you in a week.
Is unfortunate. We must accelerate our plans. Begin landing our troops.
My lord, is that legal? I will make it legal.